Those are all carbon-based molecules, and it's essentially just carbon and hydrogen molecules of different lengths. And when we take those molecules, they'll react with oxygen, and we always form carbon dioxide and water. Those are the two main components. That's if you efficiently burn it. If you inefficiently burn it, then you get carbon monoxide and other compounds, soot, carbon, that you see coming out of the exhaust of a car. We get energy released from the fossil fuels as we burn them and convert them to carbon dioxide and water. There's a net gain. We get energy from them. And I always like to point out it's no different than our body in that we eat organic molecules, we breathe in oxygen, and we exhale carbon dioxide and water. So it's essentially the same process that we use to get energy. We're just starting with fossil fuels and burning them, but it's essentially the same reaction. Because our fuels aren't pure, we're releasing sulfur compounds, we're releasing mercury compounds, just because the coal or the fuel that we start with isn't just pure carbon and hydrogen compounds. And so we're getting low levels of pollution everywhere by burning fossil fuels.